Song not only on your face, but down in your heart, won't it? Huh? Praise the Lord. Well, as we gather together this morning and turn our attention to Compassion International on Compassion Sunday, want to kind of share just some basic information with you about compassion and what that looks like to sponsor a child. And so a little bit different focus for us today than maybe a typical Sunday morning. We're going to kind of go through a number of slides that just kind of introduce you to Compassion International and what that looks like then to sponsor a child. So join with me as we kind of follow along here. And the theme this year is A Child is Waiting for You. Poverty is a ruthless, relentless enemy with an arsenal of weapons: hunger, infant mortality, disease, illiteracy, child labor, and more. Sometimes we think of poverty as strictly being hunger, but it's a multifaceted, complex issue involving all those things. Children living in poverty are invisible to the world and hidden among brokenness and despair. And that's why Deuteronomy 4:9 says, "Do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart." In fact, the Bible has more than 2,000 verses that talk about poverty and what is to be our response, what is our role in that. In fact, God's Word says that God identifies with the poor, and He commands us to care for the poor. And He also promises blessings to come to those who serve the poor. So God's call is very clear. It says in Psalm 82:3, "Defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed." And so all around the world, children living in poverty are waiting for a sponsor of their own. You can end that child's wait with your willingness to say, "Yes, I'll step out in faith and sponsor a child." It's $38 a month through Compassion International, and for $38 a month, you can literally change that child's life both now, but you can have an eternal impact in their life. Your sponsorship is very personal. You'll be the only sponsor that your child has. You'll have the opportunity to exchange photos and to write and receive letters back and forth. And through that correspondence and through your sponsorship, you'll help that child to feel loved and valued. Your sponsorship will provide that child with critical resources to meet immediate needs: educational support, medical care, health and hygiene training, nutritious meals, access to special services like surgeries and disaster relief, Christian care to help them be all that God has called them to be, and maybe most important of all, hope, knowing that they are loved and that they matter to you. Best of all, the child you support will be connected to a church in their community and learn about Jesus. Compassion International works through the local church because the church is what God has called and ordained to minister to the needs of people. So Compassion partners with the local church to provide these kinds of resources and help. And so we would ask you today to just prayerfully consider sponsoring a child if you're not already doing that. I know some of our members have gotten creative and said, "You know, I'm just financially not in a position to do that on my own," but they partnered with somebody else and said, "Hey, would you go in with me and let's partner one together?" Maybe a Sunday school class could do that. But prayerfully consider sponsoring a child. We would encourage you to visit the sponsorship table after the service and see the packets and the faces and some of the stories of the children who today are waiting for someone to be their sponsor. And what makes Compassion International distinct? Well, first of all, is Christ-centered. At every level, Jesus Christ is at the very center of this ministry. He's the heartbeat behind everything that they do. It's also church-based that I mentioned a moment ago. They partner exclusively with churches because the church is God's chosen instrument to bring hope to the hurting world. And then it's also child-focused. Now, they focus on the individual child, meeting their spiritual, economic, social, and physical needs so they can grow into fulfilled Christian adults. It's a holistic approach in ministry that recognizes we need to minister to the entire individual, not just their spiritual needs, but their physical, economic, social needs as well. And you can see the difference that compassion makes reflected in the faces of those children who are impacted by that ministry. You can see the smiles on their faces, which would not always be so without the kind of support provided through Compassion International. And they say a picture is worth a thousand words. Here are the faces of some of the children who've been impacted through the generosity of Compassion sponsors like you. Now, I want to introduce the children that are sponsored by our church, through our church. First is Amanda Flores. She's from Bolivia. Her birthday is coming up in July. She will be 12 in July. And she's written a letter. This is one of many, but I've kind of put that together and want to share that with you. She says, "Dear First Baptist Church, I want to tell you that when I received Jesus as my Savior, it was the most beautiful thing that could happen to me because I felt happy because He forgave my sins and helped me in the good times and bad times. I'd like to ask that you pray for my life and my family." The next child that we sponsor is Christopher Essel. He's from Ghana. He also has a birthday in July, and he's going to be turning 11 years old. And a couple of things about Christopher is that he would like to be a scientist in the future. That may change as he gets older. But he asked for prayer that he will be protected and do well with his studies. He also asked that we pray for him to be strong all the days of his life. And then the third child that we sponsor is Shanto Tripura. He is from Bangladesh. His birthday is in December, and he'll turn 12 as well. And a few things about Shanto. He says, "Thank you for sponsoring me. School is going very well. Please pray for me that I will hear the voice of God in my generation." And so a child really is waiting for someone to step up and say, "I'll sponsor you." I know that when we talk about poverty, the statistics about that can be staggering and overwhelming. I've seen a few of those statistics this morning. Do you realize about 36,000 children die every day? 60% of those who die every day die as a result of hunger. But about 40% die from preventable diseases like diarrhea, measles, and the flu. In the Philippines, there is this gigantic mountain. It's called Smoky Mountain. It's a mountain of nothing but trash. It's where they dump their trash. And literally, there are countless families who live on that mountain of trash. Their children go through the trash in search of recyclable materials like glass and aluminum. Sometimes kids get killed because the enormous garbage trucks come to dump trash into the pile, and they don't really have time to be concerned about children who might be playing behind or on the mountain or going through the material looking for recyclables. But yet, Mother Teresa may have it right when she had said that the most damaging effects of poverty may not be the physical suffering, but she says the worst part about poverty is the emotional experience of the person as a result of the message they receive. And the message they receive day in and day out is this: "I don't matter. I'm of no value. I am worth nothing." Now, I know poverty stands like this huge giant that just kind of towers over everyone and everything. And in the face of such staggering statistics related to poverty and the needs of children, we can be tempted to just give in and say, "Well, you know, there's nothing I can do against such staggering and overwhelming needs." There's a story in the Gospels that speaks to such an overwhelming circumstance. In fact, this story is recorded in all four Gospels. I'm going to be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, beginning at verse 5, if you want to open your Bibles and turn there this morning. And we'll get John's perspective on this amazing and incredible story of a miracle that Jesus performed. So reading from John chapter 6, beginning at verse 5. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many? Jesus said, Have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. Jesus and his disciples are faced with an overwhelming need. And we would look at that situation and conclude that's an impossible situation. There on the mountainside are 5,000 men. That means when you add in the women and children who are with them, you're talking about a crowd that could be easily 15 to 20,000 people. They have no food. They're hungry. From the other gospel writers, we learn that the disciples wanted Jesus to send the people away. You know, send them away, tell them to leave, go find food wherever they can find that. But Jesus wouldn't do that. In fact, he says to his followers, You give them something to eat. Now, it would take, as Philip said, 8 months' worth of wages just to try and buy bread to feed that many people. John's the one who tells us about Andrew finding this young boy who is willing to share his meager lunch with Jesus. Now, we know this boy is probably poor because of the contents of his lunch bucket. He brings barley bread. Barley is normally fed to the livestock. But if you're poor, you eat barley loaves, not wheat. And he has a couple of small fish, more like salted sardines. Nearby is the village of Magdala, and it's known as the place of salted fish. So when we talk about, you know, 2 fish, we're not talking about, you know, big bass or catfish. We're talking about a couple salted sardines. This little boy was willing to share his meal with Jesus. He's not picked for his exclusiveness, but he is chosen because of his availability and his willingness to share. But what good is one boy's little lunch of 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish? Well, in the hands of the boy, not much. Even in the hands of Jesus' disciples, not much. It's not enough to even fill up the small boy, let alone feed over 15 to 20,000 people. But in the hands of Jesus, that small lunch is more than enough. And what really struck me about this story was the unselfishness of the little boy. His willingness to share his meager meal is a beautiful display of unselfishness. Now, I know the point of this miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 is to point to Jesus as the bread of life. And that is true. But I think a subplot maybe at work here is the power of Jesus to overcome this giant of selfishness and self-centeredness and maybe stinginess. This young boy certainly didn't have much, but he gave what he had. And God blessed it, and he multiplied it, and an entire multitude was fed from it. They even gathered up 12 baskets full of leftovers after everyone had eaten all they could stomach. Now, if God can do that with one meager meal from a small boy, what can he accomplish with what you have in your hand? What are you holding in your hands today that God can use to make a difference in someone else's life? And if you're not currently sponsoring a child, whether that's through Compassion International or some other organization, would you prayerfully consider becoming a sponsor? Let God use you to make a difference. Now, maybe you need to back up and kind of go through the last 2 weeks where we talked about becoming financially free and kind of follow those steps so that you can be in a position financially to be a blessing to a child as a sponsor. But God can use you to make a difference in a child's life. You may not feed 5,000 or 20,000, but God can use you to make a difference in the life of one. And I want you to see a video this morning because it kind of reveals the difference that your sponsorship can make. Yes, it's making a difference in the life of that child. Yes, it's making a difference in the life of that child's family. But there is kind of this ripple effect where you have the opportunity to make a difference in an entire community, as beautifully illustrated in this video about Hilda's life. So watch this.
When I was 5 years old, my dad broke his leg and he couldn't work. We didn't have money for food. I was very scared. Near our home, bad people would be out at night and there was always trash everywhere. I felt like no one cared about me and I didn't matter. When I was 9, one of my neighbors told me about Compassion. I didn't know what it was about, but I liked it because I received a lot of help. I was fed there at the church, and I learned how to take care of myself. I learned that I was special and that God loved me and that He had a plan for my life. And I learned that I could ask Jesus into my heart, and when I did, I was so happy. I was waiting to get a letter from my sponsor, and when it finally came, I felt very happy and special. They were very loving in their letters. They loved me so much, even though we never met in person. At 15, I remember being so thankful for my sponsors and everything they did for me. I will remember them until the last day of my life. Without their help, my life would be so different. All I can say is thank you for so much love that showed me God's love. Now I know I have value, and I know I have a future.
My name is Hilda. This is my story. A child from poverty in Jesus' name.
A child is waiting for you.
I love that video because it beautifully illustrates the impact sponsorship can make. And it's not just the impact in that one individual child's life. You can see the impact that's made in her entire family, and now she is a school teacher and impacting the lives of children through that. And maybe the most important work may not be what God does with your gift to help in the life of a child, as significant as that is. Maybe the most important work that God wants to do is kind of overcoming that giant of selfishness in us. Do something today to demonstrate your trust in the Lord, to overcome that giant that might tempt us to kind of hold on to every single cent and not turn loose of anything to be a blessing to others. God used the meager lunch of one small boy who was willing to give that up to Jesus, and God blessed that and blessed an entire multitude through it. What will He accomplish through you when you trust Him with what you have? Let's join together in prayer. Father, I thank You for the difference that You are making in the lives of children through Compassion International and other such organizations providing relief and support to children in need. And God, I thank You for the countless individuals in this church family that have responded to that opportunity to sponsor a child. God, I pray that You would raise up additional individuals to all and children, not to glorify us or to build up our church, Lord, but to be a blessing and honestly to be blessed through that relationship. And Father, maybe we're struggling to let go and give because we really need to let You be in charge. Maybe the reason we're all focused on ourselves is because we've never turned away from that life of self-centeredness, selfishness, and sin. Maybe that's where we need to begin today. Maybe that describes you this morning. Maybe the very first step that you need to take is this step to Jesus, to receive His forgiveness and grace, transforming you so that you can become that generous person He wants you to be, setting you free from a sinful past, setting you free to serve, filling your life with joy. If that's you, why don't you pray this prayer quietly in your heart along with me? Say, "Dear God, I admit that I'm a sinner. Been focused on myself, concerned about my own needs and not about the needs of anyone else. God, please forgive me. Jesus, I believe You are God's Son, that You lived that perfect life here on earth, died on the cross to pay for my sin, rose again so that You could forgive me. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Make me brand new. Jesus, I receive You as my Savior and Lord. Help me to become the person you've created me to be. I commit to following you wherever you lead. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, making that commitment to Christ, we'd like to celebrate that with you. And as we sing this next song, that's your opportunity to respond. And I would encourage you just to step out and come and meet me here at the front and say, "Pastor, I want you to know I prayed that prayer. I made that commitment to Jesus this morning." And we'll join in celebrating that commitment with you. Maybe God's been speaking to you about the importance of being a part of a local church, and you believe this is the church God wants you to be a part of. We would welcome you to come and join with us here and be a part of what God is doing through First Baptist Church. And most importantly, the invitation really is after the service is over, to invite you to stop at the table out there in the foyer and to prayerfully consider sponsoring a child through Compassion International. Let's stand together now as we sing. Ushers, if you would please come forward as we prepare to receive our offering. Guests, just a reminder, if you would please place that visitor registration into the offering plate. We'd like to have a written record of your being with us today as our guest. Thank you so much for joining us in worship this morning. Now let's join together in prayer as we receive our offering.